Hi everyone, I'm Dan Albers and welcome to the Halftime Show brought to you by USBN and Techgro. And I'm joined by, I believe, 1984 graduate of Anderson High School. And actually, he is the strength and conditioning coach here at Anderson High School. And Pat Thatcher. Pat, thanks for joining us.
How you doing? Thank you.
Talk a little bit about, so everybody knows what's going on. When you graduate in 84, and talk about back then when you played, because back when I played too, it was really, really rough. Kind of talk a little bit about that.
Let's see, when I graduated, final season was 1983, graduated in 84, and our team, I believe our senior year, if we did really well, we were 3-7. We had a lot of, we were a young team. We had almost all junior offense. I was only about one of the few seniors on the offense that year. And yeah, I just remember that we had quite a few good thumpings along the way. Back in the day when our league consisted of Coleraine and Oak Hills and Mount Healthy and Forest Park, which is now Winton Woods, and so it was a good league. It was a good, strong league, and that's kind of ran into what became the GMC.
Talk a little bit about the position you played, too. Were you a linebacker? I can't remember what you played. What did you play?
I was an offensive guard my senior year, and I started. I played at 145 pounds and 5'9".
And then you also did wrestling, too, I believe.
I did a couple years of wrestling. I wasn't very good there.
Well, and just you talk a bit about, we had some, you know, I've always remembered some of the players that I played against. Do you remember anybody that sticks out in your mind that you played against?
I don't remember some of the names. I know that there was a kid that ended up, that was a defensive tackle for Forest Park that was went to Ohio State and played. At the time, the most memorable names that around us were actually the Burdick brothers for a particular place. Other than that, I mean, there were some big names out there, but when you're not looking at, when you're not a very good team, the big names really don't stick out as much because you get, they beat you either way.
And it was basically when we played, it was a lot different. It was always dive left, dive right, and it's totally different, the experience that you see now when you watch Anderson football.
Yeah, Coach Cook runs quite a complex offense, and he's got a large book of plays that he can pick from, and it's a lot different. I mean, when I was here, the training that we did was a couple days a week, and we'd work, do a little bit of lifting here and there, and the count. Now you have to, now we have 4 days of lifting. We start in January, and we don't stop. I mean, we go all the way, we go year round. So,
yeah. And, you know, one thing that was really neat, I know it had been awesome for you, was that you had your son that played for Anderson, and he ends up going to the state championship and winning the state championship. Talk about that a little bit.
Stop.
Hey, Pat, we were just talking about how awesome it had been for you to have your son, Brian, who played on the 2007 state championship, to watch that and also be a part of that whole thing.
Yeah, that was a great time. Those guys were the first, that senior class was the first group that I had when I started. They were when they came in as freshmen, I got them over the summer before freshman football started and then worked with them for 4 years. And there were a lot of guys that were great workers just ahead of them that taught them how to work hard and taught them that they weren't allowed to put their heads down at all. They always had to work and keep going. And it ended up being a fantastic experience just because when it came time, they just believed in themselves and they went and they did it.
And talk about what you're doing right now for the program. You're the strength and conditioning coach here for Anderson?
Yeah, I'm the strength and conditioning coach. I work with all the sports, but football is obviously the largest sport. Coach Sabo and Coach Sanyard help out quite a bit. We do a lot of research to make sure that we're training our kids the right way and trying to reduce injuries that could be prevented. So we work to try to just make sure that the boys are, one of the biggest things, just teaching the boys how to work. That's our biggest goal. And then when they work hard for us and when they go out on the field, they'll work hard for themselves.
And talk a little bit how special this team is this year. You know, a lot of people didn't know what to expect in this year, and they're already 4-1 and playing pretty well, compared that they're a pretty undersized team.
They have the traditional mindset of Anderson football that we've had for the last, you know, 23 years that go out and play and win, and doesn't matter what anybody says about you, you go out and you put it all out on the field. And I think last year when they went out and they got to be either in the game or a part of the game last year when we played Elder, and they realized what it means to truly leave everything on the field, that this year when they came out ready to go.
Well, okay, Pat, I really appreciate you taking the time. That's Pat Thatcher, 1984, alumnus from Anderson High School. You've been listening to the USPN Halftime Show brought to you by Techco. We'll be back right after this.